Hype Network presents.
Bakasyon na bakasyon na utak ko. My mind usually goes to vacation 1 week ahead of my reality.
Wow. Sabihin wala kang utang.
Meron, pero in this case nga parang 2 weeks before even.
All my life, all I've wanted is a debt-free vacation.
Work ka kasi, di ba? Work mindset.
Is that my choice?
Hindi mo kailangan ng tulog eh, di ba? Ganun kay, work, need to prepare for podcast. Ganun kay.
I can't be resting right now or working more, but I need to prepare for this stupid podcast.
Ganun kay.
Kapanood mo ba ng Doctor Who? Are you using a Cyberman or Dalek voice? Which one is it?
Despite Ham's feelings, you're listening to...
Please pause season 5.
Stirring up TV trouble and movie mischief.
Since 2019.
If you're with us for the first time, we're Mike and Ham. We live in the Philippines. We're married. I bet wala kang quote of
meron
the week. Wow!
Dalawa pa.
Oh, sige, ano?
The greedy beat the needy. It's just the way of the world.
Sige, okay na. Yan din yung quote ko.
May isa pa ako though.
Ano?
For a moment, life doesn't seem quite so bad. I think song to dapat, but... I don't know how to sing it anymore.
Wag mo lang kanta. San galing?
So lahat yun sinabi ni Noodle in Wonka.
Noodle, sidekick ni Willy Wonka sa Wonka. While we are still on a mission to understand and appreciate movies and TV shows through our little podcast on TV and film.
If you haven't already, follow, subscribe to Please Pause. Available in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
Pa-follow na rin kami on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads at Please Pause PH. That's the Please Pause Podcast. Let's be moots.
And if you like the podcast, share it with your friends.
Thank you so much for helping us reach more TV and film fans. As we always say, mas maraming kapos, mas masayang conversation. May bago ba tayong Spotify ratings, or should I have not asked anymore?
We do. We have one. And it's sad though, kasi when I look at my notes, yung last update ko was like October.
Wow, tinatrack mo ha? Tinatrack mo?
How would I know kung hindi ko ito track?
Okay lang yan. Kasi sa Spotify followers naman, we have 4 new Spotify followers since our last recording. Mm-hmm. Yay. May mga special shoutout nga pala tayo later because it's Spotify Wrapped season. Or maybe we're 2 weeks behind Spotify Wrapped season. Pero if you just discovered Please Pause, pwede kayo magparamdam and mag-message or react in Spotify. We would love to acknowledge you in our episodes. Basta don't forget to rate Please Pause on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to podcasts. 5 stars na. Bigyan nyo naman ng i-report si Ham. Tinan mo, sabi niya, October pa yung last to.
Di ko pa nga nabakalculate kung ano yung nakuha na yung rating.
Oh, thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us every week for meaningful
and meaningless conversations on the stuff we watch.
Kwentuhan lang!
Spoiler-free so you can listen worry-free.
Ang vision ko talaga sa podcast na to, we're like your lunch break casual conversation about movies and TV shows.
Uh-huh.
Kaya nga kwentuhan lang eh. We used to go in-depth, pero sometimes we still do. Pero masaya din naman yung spoiler-free na kwentuhan lang, di ba?
Feeling ko we still get to spoil a bit.
Hindi naman, yung wala namang weight masyado, di ba? Pero I'm sure most ng mga tao inis din naman talaga kasi sa spoilers. Like uh-huh. Yung mga, sis, napanood mo na yung Mask Girl? Grabe, namatay silang lahat, no? Kaya, syempre, sis, sampalin kaya kita? Hindi ko pa napapanood.
Joke lang.
Hindi sila namatay lahat. But I've overheard a version of that conversation happening.
Did you finish that?
Oh, natapos ko siya.
Oh, really? Hindi mo naman kinuwento sa akin.
Kinuwento ko yun sa podcast.
I mean, the entire thing? I thought kinuwento mo siya nung... Alam mo yun, parang, no, I mean, sorry. What I meant was, kinwento mo siya nung tapos mo na? Or I thought kinwento mo siya habang nung pinapanood mo pa lang siya?
Kinikwento ko siya sa'yo habang pinapanood ko, tapos kinwento ko siya sa podcast. My
nung gosh. Tapos mo na? Or nung pinapanood mo pa
nung
din?
Nung tapos ko na.
Nens, alam
ko. Actually, sorry, hindi ko alam.
Yun yan, that's my point. I know kinwento mo siya, but, di ba usually, nagkukwento ka kasi na, in progress pa yung pinapanood mo. So, I just didn't catch it na natapos mo pala. Kasi I was gonna say, sinukuan mo ba yun?
Natapos ko. Kaya okay. Nga, medyo feel ko yung hurt dun sa...
dun
sa conversation na yun na na-overhear ko lang.
So, so like, pinapanood pa siya hanggang ngayon?
Tagal na? Nagbigay lang ako ng example eh. Oh
eh, kasi naman, parang... ang tagal mo nang sinasabi yung spoiler free, tapos ngayon ko lang nabigyan ng example. So I thought there was a reason trigger. Alam mo yun?
Okay na, tama na. Akala ko ba nagmamadali tayo? Palis na tayo eh. Let's end the dilly-dallying right here. So let's get to it. Wonka. Spoiler alert! Grabe! Namatay sila na.
Grabe.
But seriously, spoiler alert, Willy Wonka ends up owning a chocolate factory. Imagine that. So Wonka, musical film starring Timothée Chalamet. Directed by Paul King, British director best known for Paddington and Paddington 2. Both of which, hindi pa natin napapanood. Mm-hmm. Pero maganda daw yung mga yon.
Oh, really?
Oh, maganda daw.
Ah.
This time, he tells the origin story of Willy Wonka, the owner of the chocolate factory from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Did you know that the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory novel was written by Roald Dahl? Because I just found that out recently.
Hindi.
Si Roald Dahl, as in the Netflix Wes Anderson short films released earlier this year, di ba? Wonderful
okay.
Story of Henry Sugar, The Swan, tsaka yung Ratcatcher.
Wait, hindi pa natin natapos yung... May isa pa ba tayong upang?
Wala na! Napanood
na natin lahat?
Napanood natin lahat.
Huh?
Eh, di ba nga sa Ratcatcher, namatay silang lahat?
Diba?
Spoiler alert! Sabi ni Timothée in an interview with GamesRadar, he initially had concerns if the remake was a worthwhile story or a cynical money grab.
Wow. Timothée talaga? Chalamet?
As French in, eh.
Nag-rhyme?
French-American siya. Correct as if we're wrong na lang. Okay. He was sold when he read the opening musical number, Hatful of Dreams.
Does he really sing?
Nung high school ata eh, marami siyang musical theater, whatever.
Parang si Tick Tick Boom lang din na
si Andrew Garfield.
Tapos, hindi naman talaga siya like expert singer.
Hindi, si Andrew Garfield nag-aral siya kumanta.
Eh, kaya nga, but that's different from...
Si Timothée Chalamet.
Kaya nga.
Mukhang may experience.
Mas malala nga si Andrew Garfield. I just wanna ask, what's with Timothée Chalamet? I mean, what's his deal? Like... Diba, Daniel Radcliffe is known for Harry Potter.
Timothée Chalamet is known for being Timothée Chalamet.
Kaya nga, I mean, para kasing nag-pop up na lang yung name niya and it's like being talked about. But I don't know, paano ba siya nag...
He's a star.
Rise to fame.
I think sa Homeland yung una niyang breakout na role.
Mm,
alala mo yun, Homeland. Napanood ko ba yun? Basta, isa siya sa mga kabataan dun.
Wait. Ito yung si ano?
Claire
Danes?
I wanna say Claire Danes. Tama ba?
Yeah, I think
oo,
so.
Basta.
Uh-oh. Pinapanood mo yun, diba?
Kaya nga. I did not know that the casting of the Oompa Loompas also garnered some controversy. Because Hugh Grant is not a little person. Akalain mo.
But wala namang person na ganun ang size. Meron ba?
Ewan. Pero, I thought, Snow White lang yung kinagagalita ng mga tao because it's Disney. It would be very easy and very tempting to dismiss the concern as a case of political overcorrection since dwarves and Oompa Loompas are fictional creatures after all.
I mean, I get it if, diba kasi may midget size naman talagang characters and they usually cast maliliit
din. I don't think
din.
People use midget
oh, really?
Anymore.
Hindi ba yun?
That's
ba yun?
Offensive.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought that's an objective term. I mean, what is midget implying?
Little people.
Oh nga, pero ano ba yung offensive sa midget? Hindi ko talaga alam.
Hindi ko din alam. Pero,
okay, sorry.
They don't use that anymore. Ewan ko, correct as if we're wrong, okay? Pero ito, according to the Guardian article from last August na, upcoming films, Wonka and Snow White, have cast actors without dwarfism in key roles. A practice seen as damaging for representation. Sabi daw ng president ng non-profit organization na Little People of America na si Mark Povinelli. The most troubling aspect of the Hugh Grant one is that I will not use a little person voice for this because I don't want to be canceled. Pero sabi niya, from
kanta
what I
nila,
can tell,
Oompa Loompa.
Hindi ka rin kakantahin, okay. Pero sabi niya nga, from what I can tell, they have CGI'd him to have the physical attributes of a person with dwarfism like the larger arms, the shorter hands. So he looks like a person with achondroplasia. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Just like the Oompa Loompas from the film of the early 70s. They're trying to maintain the physicality of dwarfism but erase the authenticity of dwarfism. Which is troubling. And that's why you go Well, this is like a physical version of blackface. Ganun kabigat. That's according to Mr. Povinelli.
So yung umpalumpas ng 1970s,
little people, they were little people. Sila, I think.
Kasi parang, di ba kasha siya sa jar? So I thought, there's no little person na kasha sa jar.
Oh,
but
okay.
Their point is, because of the attributes, yung hindi mo na kailangan ibaguhin yung proportion. Parang ima-magic mo na lang na mas maliit
well, syempre,
siya.
Well, syempre, isi-CGI mo pa rin na mas maliit
siya
talaga.
Yeah, but hindi na yung intra-body. So that's where they're coming from. Kasi ako, ang una kong reaction, ang liit-liit nun. Wala namang ganun kaliit na tao.
Ayun nga.
Pero, and if they used sa first version nga, little people themselves. Okay.
Pero hinahanap,
may baseline ka kasi.
Hinahanap ko nga rin yung origins ng Oompa Loompas eh. Kasi as the story goes, Wonka only trusted Oompa Loompas to work in his factory to prevent industrial espionage.
Uy, nasa Wikipedia plot yun ng... Ay, hindi. Sorry.
Sa
nasa
Charlie
Wikipedia
the Chocolate
plot,
Factory kasi yan.
Sinaka niya. At tapos saka siya nag-hire ng Oompa Loompas. Ganun ba?
Ni-let go niya ata yung mga yan.
O, kaya isa
regular
din yung
sized employees
father niya. Ni Charlie.
Grandfather.
I thought father niya.
Ewan ko, basta. Yun, ni-let go siya. There's a very interesting paper about the origin of Oompa Loompas from Cheryl Corbin of UC Berkeley. Dun, dun, dun.
Saan galing ang Oompa Loompas? I mean,
eto
is it
na
like,
nga.
Okay.
Eto na.
Hindi lang naman siya sa Chocolate Factory, apparently.
Sa Chocolate Factory siya.
Ah, okay.
Ang title ng paper niya, Deconstructing Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, Race, Labor, and the Changing Depictions of the Oompa Loompas. Apparently, in the first edition of the novel back in 1964, the Oompa Loompas are African pygmies who Wonka supposedly saved, smuggling them out of Africa in crates.
Okay.
So they're basically slaves. They're basically slaves. In the 1971 movie, which was made in post-civil rights movement America, black Oompa Loompas working for a white master would probably be a really bad idea. So, ginawa nila silang little people with orange skin and green hair from the fictional Loompa Land.
So, yung Oompa Loompas, hindi pala sila maliit.
Yun ang pagkakaintindi ko nung una.
Okay.
Roald Dahl made some changes consistent with the film in the 1973 edition of the novel. But the history will always be there. So, I guess, Oompa Loompas will always be a somewhat sensitive topic.
Okay.
We brought Wonka up a few weeks ago in our segment, Maharlika Investment
Film.
You were hesitant to invest. I thought it would be a sound investment.
You did?
Have you changed your mind?
You did?
Oo, sabi ko, I feel like singing and dancing Timothy Chalamet would be a cinematic experience. So sige, ano? Explain yourself.
When we've seen the trailer, kasi hindi talaga ako na-entice eh. I mean, I like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory kasi that was dark. Samantalang yung Wonka from the trailer looked so colorful and magical and fantastical.
Yun nga eh, no? Sobrang drastically different ng tone eh.
Kaya nga, so medyo parang eh. But what I did not get is that it's going to be a musical. So apparently hindi ako nakikinig sa'yo nung sinabi mong singing and dancing. I don't know if you meant na musical kasi talaga din siya.
It's not the only time na hindi ka nakikinig sa akin. So okay, go on.
I just found that out through Joel from work bago tayo nakapanood. Tapos si Trish din from work also said na the first one was a musical. So maybe may ganun naman talagang base expectation pala na musical talaga yung Wonka. Sa Leo kasi na movie on Netflix, sabi ko, okay lang na wala na yung musical part. But here sa Wonka, it worked naman. The songs were catchy that I find myself singing them after the movie.
Sige nga, sige
pero,
nga.
Pero hindi pa siya nag-catch on enough yet for me to remember it the next day. So, lumot ko na. Hindi pa niya na-reach ang ano, frozen level sa lahat ng tao kinakanta niya. So, hindi siya maaalis sa isip mo. The movie was overall fun naman. Meron pa rin naman siyang dark tones, di ba? I mean, not all throughout, but I like naman yung balance of funny and then dark and funny pa din. But what I like is yung team effort element. It actually reminds me of The Continental from the world of John Wick. Kasi parang you don't get the impression sa start na may ganun. Parang madami palang characters involved.
Na team player pala si Wonka.
Or I didn't even realize na may ibang players. And of course, favorite ko si Noodle. Her portrayal kasi of the character was very effective as, alam mo yung wizened kid na marami ng hirap na pinagdaanan yet still resolve to move forward. Even though she's the one that always has the mantra na, the greedy beat the needy, it's just the way of the world. Ang bigat din kasi and at the same time, heartwarming yung, for a moment, life doesn't seem quite so bad.
Wow! Wow!
Bakit wow?
Ang ganda ng mga pa-quote mo this episode, ha?
What? I just repeated what I said at the start.
Siyempre, they ran the Dune Part 2 trailer before the movie, di ba?
Yeah, and parang dami na nangyayari dun. Hindi na yung lumalabas yung mukha ni Zendaya every now and then. And si Dennis, from work also, sabi niya, yung part 1 kasi na movie, it's parang more than half of the book.
The novel.
Tapos yung action kasi talaga sa novel, backloaded. So, okay, halata naman dun sa part 2 na parang it's full of action. Gumagalaw na sila.
Alam mo, napanood ko na yung 80s na Dune na movie.
May
80s nasa
na
HBO.
Dune?
Oo, may una ng attempt to adapt it for the screen.
Oh, yun ba yung hindi maganda?
Let's just say na it's interesting.
Hindi ko kasi naintindihan yung part 1. Kasi hindi ko siya masundan. No, I'm serious. I already said that before.
Alam mo, kahit hindi mo naintindihan yung part 1, what I'm sure of is Timothée Chalamet is a star. But musicals are a bit of a hit or miss for me. I watched it with no expectations, itong Wonka, except that maybe Chalamet will be entertaining at the very least. Tinanong mo sa akin kung saan natin nakita si Prodnose, yung isang member ng Chocolate Cartel.
Yeah.
Si Matt Lucas, yung naka-wig na bald guy, siya si Nardol sa Doctor Who. Yung
cyborg companion
friend ni Matt Smith.
Yeah.
Isa sa mga friend ni Matt Smith, Doctor. Yung isang minor character on the street naman, yung isang girl na may boyfriend or something na nag-end up sila together dahil sa chocolate.
Why are you spoiling
si
it?
Si Charlotte Ritchie. That's not a spoiler. Extra lang naman siya.
Kahit pa. That was a nice thought.
Si Charlotte Ritchie, siya yung nasa U Season 4 na interest ni Joe. Nasa Doctor Who din siya in one of the Jodie Whittaker episodes.
Na hindi ko napanood.
Napanood mo.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, napanood mo. Mamaya, let's talk about Doctor Who.
Alright.
Later. Yung little girl sidekick naman ni Wonka na si Noodle. Ito ang trivia ko sa'yo. Si Kala Lane, apparently nasa This Is Us siya.
Isa siya sa mga batang anak ni Randall?
Hindi. Pero isa siya sa mga bata. Tama ka!
Wait, siya yung... She played... Tess? No. Beth?
No. She played a young Laurel.
Yung
nanay
mother.
Ni
Ayan nga. That was what I was gonna guess next. Yung nanay.
Wonka. It's a fairy tale. I liked how hopeful Chalamet's Wonka is.
Yeah, hindi pa naman umabot sa border ng nakakainis.
Oo. Yun nga kasi yung kay Johnny Depp na Wonka, di ba? He was kinda weird and nutty. Tapos ang bleak kasi nung 2005 na movie na yun eh.
Yeah, even though like it was so colorful, parang yung texture ng movie, di ba? Parang may something.
Olivia Colman played her role really well as yeah. Mrs. Crabbit.
Hindi ko nga siya masyado namukhaan eh.
Siya kasi yung wicked villain character na nang-aapi sa bida. Pati yung itsura pa lang eh. Ano yun? Out of the fairy tales talaga. Rowan Atkinson was also a standout. He's basically Mr. Bean in a priest's outfit. The humor was very kid-friendly, but the themes are not necessarily naive.
Yeah.
It's a great way to teach kids about greed and corruption. There's a version of this story where instead of chocolate, the people are selling cocaine or meth.
Okay.
And the drug cartel controls everything in the town. The authorities are corrupt and everyone can be bought. And it's basically a whimsical Pablo Escobar and the Medellin cartel.
Tapos yung nagfo-float, di ba? Yung nahahay na sila.
Making it about chocolate is a joke upon itself. But in another universe, this is the tale of Walter Willy Wonka and Jesse Noodle Pinkman.
Galing mo.
Chocolate, bitch. Long story short, Wonka was fun in the moment. I just don't know if it's as unforgettable as Wonka's Chocolate Creations. Yun lang.
Or as the songs. So, kasi nakalimutan
exactly,
ko na.
Exactly.
But they were, yeah, tama ka. Yun, in the
diba,
moment.
In the moment, yeah. Diba? Pero hindi siya frozen.
Kaya nga, baka diba? Kayo wala tayong narinig na kumakanta.
O, pause muna.
Road Killers after the break.
Mahilig ka ba sa usapang throwback about your favorite TV shows, movies, and even your favorite life memories? I'm Jim P and I invite you every Saturday to get your glass of wine and join me and my friends as we rewind to the past with a sip of wine only on Rewind, a Throwback Podcast. Available on Spotify, Apple, Google, and all other podcast platforms. See you there!
Lumabas na ang Spotify Wrapped. Let's give a special shout out to some people who have us in their top podcasts. Si Eliza, thank you. Si Dreyan, si Rayman, si Sandra, si Ace. Thank you sa inyong lahat.
You.
We are the number one podcast for 102 fans daw. Can you believe it? Ang masasabi
it's
ko
like
lang.
It's like three high school classrooms.
Ang masasabi more ko than... lang. Balang araw, pagkakakitaan din namin kayo. But to paraphrase Sirio Forel, Arya Stark's instructor, sword fighting instructor, di ba, in Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
What do we say to profit from this podcast?
Not today.
But in all seriousness, 4.5 years in, I am still amazed at the fact that there are people listening.
Alam that mo, we're still doing this.
Pero nung una talaga, medyo concerned pa ako na mapahiya sa mga tao. Alam mo yun, sa mga pinagsasabi natin dito.
Uh-huh.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah, parang dati ayoko pang malaman ng mga tao nakakilala ko. Tapos ngayon, huh? Okay lang.
What else? At this point, I think I'm just doing this mostly to amuse myself. And you?
I'm happy that you're amused.
And kapag nakapanood tayo ng movie na pangit, na-challenge kasi ako eh. Alam mo yun? Sobrang daling malait ng pelikula. Anyone can do that in this day and age. Every single person na may Twitter account or multiple Twitter accounts, kayang-kaya gawin yun. Kaya ako, hahanapan ko to ng silver lining. Just you watch.
Like noodles? Chocolate.
Coincidentally, not that we're on the topic of movies na napangitan tayo. Ah. Unrelated note.
Uh-huh.
It just so happened na ito yung next topic na naka-line up sa akin. December 27 daw, lalabas na daw ang A Very Good Girl on Netflix.
Right.
Si Mami, di ba, sabi siya lang sabi, kailan ba yun nung November ba na gusto niya manood ng uh-huh. A Very Good Girl kaso wala na daw ata sa mga sinihan. Nag-offer na nga ako eh, ikikwento ko na lang sa akin.
Tapos nag-start ka sa
from
Daniel
the very
Padilla.
Beginning. As in, Catherine, I'll be growing up.
O nga pala. Di pa pala si Daniel Padilla. Si
hashtag
Albie
justice
na pala.
For Albie. Ngayon.
Cool ba siya sa ano? Don't Buy Me Love?
Oh!
Ay, Don't Buy Me Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love. I have to give it to Can't Buy Me Love. Ah. They're keeping the mystery going.
Mm.
May mga bago silang
yeah,
sana napanood.
Yeah, may dead body nga. Diba?
Oh, yun nga.
I didn't realize. Well, may mga pinatay naman na talaga sila. Pero
dati nang may dead bodies. More dead bodies. Ngayon na lang, eto, babasagin na natin ang ating katahimikan. We held off until everyone has already said their piece. Kasi nga, may kasabihan tayo, di ba, sa podcast na to. Better late than boring. Hindi ba yun ang motto ng podcast natin?
Okay, ngayon ko lang narinig yan. Sige.
Yun yung motto natin after ng for better or worse in sickness and health, save it for the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, we refuse to participate in the hullabaloo until now.
What hullabaloo is this?
Kathniel breakup.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was made official last November 30. Nashock ka ba? Or you didn't care?
Eh.
Sabihin mo ngayon on record.
Eh nga, sinabi ko na.
Hindi, gusto ko sabihin mo, wala akong pakialam. Go.
Don't care.
Alam Pero sa totoo lang, wala din naman ako masyadong pakialam.
Kung, alam mo naman kasi na Jay din tayo, di ba?
Kung magkakabalikan si James Reed and si Nadine Lustre, siguro my rabbit ears would perk up. Pero, every mediocre opportunity, alam mo, my mind goes blank kung anong pwedeng kantahin. Except for, naniniwala na ako sa forever.
Is it the same song as Period No Erase? Or iba ka iba,
iba
yun?
Pa yun. Okay. Yun yung second na pumapasok sa isip ko. Alam mo, it's a dinami-dami ng kanta. Talagang pag nandun ka na sa harap nung songbook. Pero when it comes to Liz Gen, Kim Si, and ito ngang si Katniel, I wish them all the best in their future endeavors. But in terms of their personal lives, okay.
It doesn't mean naman na parang wala tayong regard to their feelings.
Hindi, oo nga. Hindi naman. Hindi naman sa ganun.
Hindi ko lang kasi sila sinusundan for me to have a say in it.
Eh, kaya nga, magkatuluyan sila. They end up with someone else that they'll be happy with. Diba? Whatever.
I didn't even know that Liz Ken is broken up officially.
Hindi pa ata official.
Eh, pero ba't yung mga memes, diba, ina-ex na rin yung mga mukha
ewan
nila?
Ewan ko, okay. Pero from this entire saga, alam mo what really caught my attention was, there were some people online calling for an end to love teams.
Oh. Na,
while I understand where it's coming from, I think we need to take a step back and consider that this kind of mindset may be a bit out of touch or disconnected from reality. Kasi the fact that people reacted that way to the breakup tells me that love teams are as much a viable product as it was 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Kasi even people who do not even watch love team movies, keso baduy, paulit-ulit, formula, or for whatever reason, even those people, meron silang 2 cents about this issue.
Actually, if you think about it, okay naman din na nagsastart sila sa formula. Kasi na-witness mo rin paano nag-evolve sila in their careers, performance, and the stories that they get to tell. Diba?
Ang akin lang naman, until you can give me a movie formula that'll generate a minimum of 80 million pesos in revenue, expect nyo na that love teams are here to stay. It's the ventilator that keeps our film industry breathing. So, until a new meta comes along, gamers will understand. Studios will continue to use this tactic for considerable profit.
I'm not a gamer.
Basta, most...
So, iba pa yung meta na alam ko.
Tactic available. Whatever.
Okay.
Imaginin mo na lang ganito. If nung nagkaroon ng fried towel issue yung Jollibee and people suddenly called to end fried chicken, I don't think the poultry farmers will be happy with that. I don't think the fast food service workers will be happy with that. The thing is, hindi naman natin kailangan tapusin yung fried chicken eh. Pero we don't need to eat fried chicken 3 times a day, 7 days a week. May uh-huh. iba pa namang luto ang manok eh, di ba? Tinola,
grill,
afritada,
bacolod inasal,
hainanese. Kahit nga fried chicken, may iba-ibang style eh. KFC, Max's style,
Bonchon,
di ba?
What's your favorite?
Siguro KFC pa din. Na hot and crispy.
Ako either KFC or Bonchon. Pero ang gusto ko kasi sa KFC, di ba mahilig naman tayo mag-order ng madami, tapos hindi
kahit,
isang
kahit
meal.
Kahit na ref na, okay
pag
pa siya.
Pag tinost mo, okay siya. Pero yung
unlike
ibang chicken,
McDo
yeah,
or, Jollibee, to a certain extent.
Nag-iiba na yung lasa and texture.
Oo. Si Catherine Bernardo kasi sa akin, tingin ko siya yung chicken joy eh, ng fried chicken. Si Daniel Padilla yung little spicy red flag rising on top of her. Kapag hindi available yung spicy sa Jollibee, bibili pa rin naman yung mga tao ng chicken. And since we're assigning food items to love teams,
okay.
Jaden, alam mo, they remind me of Devil's Food Cake and Iced Tea sa Choco Kiss.
Ano, why?
Kasi we had fun memories, but...
They're gone! Pwede isama mo learning chicken Kiev nila.
Okay, sige. Dahil ikaw, isang dish lang kinakain mo dun forever and ever.
Uh-huh.
Liz Ken naman, sa akin, para siyang caramel frap with whipped cream sa Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
Sa totoo lang, hindi mo naman kailangan ng whipped cream. Wala ako sinabi kung sino.
Basta, itatanong pa sa'yo, di ba?
Oo. Do you want whipped cream with that? No, thank you.
Okay.
Si Kim Chu, Siyempre, Chowking Chow fan. Hindi dahil racist ako ha, pero endorser niya siya ng Chowking. So, pag inisip mo si Kim Chu, yun talaga yung naisip ko. Si Sian Lim, ang nakikita ko sa kanya yung Chowking Konji. Naalala mo yun? Nasaan na yun? I mean, meron yung dati sa Chowking eh.
They have yung mommy as a soup base.
Konji.
Alam ko, nawawala na nga. Oo, you're right.
I can figure out kung kailan exactly siya nawala sa menu.
Akala ko ba nagmamadali tayo?
Sabi mo sa akin, 5 years ago ba?
I don't know.
Six, exactly.
I didn't even know na may bago siyang, di ba may mga shows siya na meron siyang pair doon na iba?
But
ka-pair.
My point, exactly.
Uh-huh.
To be fair to me, I never said that this segment will make much sense. Si Andrea Brillantes, anong fast food item siya?
Ba't nasingit?
I'll leave you with that. Something to think about. Okay. Message nyo lang kami. Sa IG, Facebook, Twitter or Friends. Speaking of Love Team alumna, Road Killers, action thriller series from Studio Viva, directed by Ray Red, starring Nadine Lustre, nandito rin si Boji Pascua, Francis Magundayaw, and Jerome Ponce. All 4 episodes are now available on Prime Video Philippines by Amazon.com. Ang premise niya, edi COVID times na. Tapos si Stacy, played by Nadine. May sakit yung tatay niya, played by Boji Pascua. Hindi sila makukuha ng room sa ospital. So in an act of desperation, she does something bad and then one thing leads to another and then may stuff din from the past na na-reveal, etc., etc. Road Killers. Yun yung ano ko, voiceover ko sa trailer pag ako pinagawa nila.
Come to think of it, di ko ata napanood ang trailer nito.
Meron okay. sa YouTube. Nag-drive sila, nag-barilan, nag-knockout, Road Killers. O, kamusta naman ang Road Killers?
Sabi nga natin, diba, gusto natin Jadeen. And kahit naman hiwalay na sila, we still get to appreciate yung mga material that they participate in. So, si Nadine Lustre, she's actually perfect for the mood and tone of the movie. Yung stoic look niya, yung portrayal niya of having a strong resolve, like Noodle, pero kahit di siya nagsasalita, kita mo naman na sa kanya.
Nakita mo ba yung kulay ni Nadine? Bronze! Pinay na pinay eh.
Yeah.
In contrast to Kim Chu, for example, who's also a Prime Video staple na very East Asian, si Nadine, para siyang statue eh.
Saka parang ano, nag-glow? Or ano ba tawag doon?
Kaya nga eh.
Kumikinang na...
Ano ba yun? Siargao San ba yun?
Saka yung hair niya.
Yeah.
Basta yung overall look niya, may something. I just found lang yung episode slower than I would have liked. And I guess hindi lang naman siya dahil sa pace itself. But it feels like hindi siya balanced with something else. Yung environment kasi, diba, or yung setting is a province na hindi pa urbanized at all. So, paggabi, wala kang buildings with lights and maybe not enough street lights for that matter. So, medyo bleak and gray, especially kapag nasa tulay ka na gray lang yung makikita mo. And may particular scene, yung fight scene nila ni... What's his name?
Jerome Ponce ba?
Oh. Oo, yun. Ang dilim pa, tapos... Mabagal. I guess, realistic siya, but... yun lang.
Spoiler alert, may fight scene po sila.
I understand naman though, yung bakit ganun, because it's a very heavy theme. Bakit ganun yung tone? You cannot make election killings light, diba?
Well...
Baka pag ikaw. But what I appreciate is hindi lang kasi niya pinapakita yung masamang politician na mastermind. But we get to parang somehow find answers to paano yung nagagawa ng mga tao nila. Yung, di ba, parang sa Masbate, yung teacher ko sa math, he got assassinated. May dumaan lang daw sa street, tinanong kung yun yung pangalan niya and then he was shot.
Allegedly assassinated.
Bakit? Ano pa
ba? Or solved na ba yung kaso?
No, but... What's,
until
what's,
solved na yung kaso,
what's the other
allegedly
term for assassination kung may pumatay talaga sa'yo?
Okay.
Revenge? So, okay. I am not familiar with the terms na kapag assassination, dapat wala kang kasalanan sa person yung napag-utusan siya versus kakilala mo yung pinatay ka for revenge.
Okay, let's figure it out offline. Go on.
Anyway, yun lang. Para kasing, di ba, it also shows yung mga tao nung politician and yun yung involved sa buhay ni Stacy. So it also looks into yung mga themes na mabait na tao naman talaga yung tatay mo. Hindi siya yung gumagawa ng dirty work. So I really liked it when at some point may sinabi yung character ni Stacy na, ah, kaya pala okay lang sa kanya yung nagawa ko. Story-wise, okay din yung after it seems like this character is goners, the next episode would show us flashbacks na nasa spotlight pa rin si kuya or si ate. Sabi mo nga, diba, may mama reveal eventually, later on. So, feeling ko yun naman yung payoff in terms of akala mo ito yung nangyari sa simula and then later on, iba pala. But everything in the backdrop of yung mga themes of election killings and of course, how that's not good for anyone.
Si Nadine, her most recent roles before Road Killers, Deleter, diba? Tapos Greed.
Mm.
I am a fan of where she's taking her career.
Mm.
I hope other Love Team survivors also try and get out of their comfort zone.
Love Team survivors. Catherine is starting to.
Mali ba yung term? I'm trying to find the right word.
Catherine is starting to naman, diba?
Love Team survivors.
Kaya nga, or has started to actually.
Despite our feelings about a very good girl, si Catherine, we thought it was cool that she did that.
Uh-huh.
Eh, diba? I agree with you though. Actually, sa lahat ng mga sinabi mo, so sige, move on na tayo. Pero yun nga, Road Killers, mabagal nga, but I kind of see where they're coming from.
Mm.
It reminds me of the Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul style na alam mo yan, yung they're trying to portray a character's mental dilemma in real time without the need for a voiceover.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't quite get there.
Mm.
And maybe they overutilized their available runtime on what could have been a tight 3-episode series.
Lalo na yung scenes ni Boji na yun. I mean, it's one thing na ipalabas siya, then it's another kapag multiple times siyang lalabas. Yun lang, parang feeling ko lang.
I know, pero nakikita ko yung intent eh.
Kaya nga, oo.
At times, it's not just the pace, as you mentioned. I don't know how to describe it exactly. Scene per scene, or sometimes the dialogue exchange between characters. Baka medyo choppy. Hindi ko alam kung paano i-describe eh. Then, we were trying to figure out bakit hindi man lang sila na ospital. Basta.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, ano, ang galing nilang mag-inflict ng flesh wounds.
Nonetheless, I thought the story was compelling enough that it offset my qualms about its execution.
Yeah, I think, ako ang parati kong mag-iniisip, I'm sure may payoff to. And it delivered naman.
Episode 1 sold me on the story.
Mm-hmm.
I think I understood what they were trying to achieve. Or so I think, but what do I know? It's Pinoy pandemic noir in Rizal.
That was in Rizal?
Angono.
Ah,
may mga signs.
Okay,
Angono,
okay.
Rizal. I expect nothing less from Direk Ray Red of House Red. It's something you won't normally see on TV. For a Studio Viva production, apparently not even on Viva Max. Saan mo nilagay yung ano nga pala? Yung Viva Max voucher natin.
Ikaw nagtago nun. I think nasa wallet mo. Yeah.
OMG!
Yeah, you took it. I was gonna say, tatago pa ba natin to? Sabi mo, kunin ko.
Sulitin natin yun sa January. Break muna ulit!
Wala ba yung expiration?
Actually, hindi ko nga. Check ko sana, hindi ko alam kung saan nakalagay. Sige na, break na.
Doctor Who after one last commercial break.
What's the scariest story you know?
Is it a book? A movie? A TV show?
Or is it something that happened in real life? My name is Andrew.
And I'm Ninya. Come join us as we talk all things horror.
The frightening, alarming, real-life tales show.
However you're listening to right now.
I forgot to emphasize na yun pala yung isang takeaway ko dun sa Road Killers. Yung mga tauhan, diba, who do the dirty work. Whenever their conscience catches up on them, ang rationalization nila, ito lang yung alam kong gawin.
Well, it's not very far from reality. But before anything else, let's do a roundup of some of our other recent watches. Kidnap for Romance, number one movie on Netflix nung isang weekend, starring M. Poy and Christine Reyes, directed by Victor Villanueva. We loved his movie. Patay na si Jesus.
Yeah.
Sabi mo kasi gusto mo manood ng wala lang eh. Wala ka na mas mapapanood na mas wala lang dito.
Actually, I liked yung sa imong umpisa, yung start. It was funny.
It's the employee that everyone knows and love. Diba? To be fair, it felt like a throwback to Filipino comedy movies of old.
Yeah, but I guess mas natuwa ako dun sa family ni Christine Reyes.
Yeah.
Kasi si Yayo, bakit kayo nagpahuli?
Alam mo, very predictable eh. But you don't watch movies like this because you expect the plot to blow your mind.
No, I like the gun part. The guns part.
Isa pang napanood natin, Quiz Lady, directed by Jessica Yu, starring Awkwafina and Sandra Oh. Napanood natin sa Disney+.
That's a feel-good
Plus.
Movie.
I did not know that Sandra Oh is capable of this kind of comedy.
Yeah, parang isip ko, wow, siya pala yan.
Na-stereotype ko lang ba siya dahil sa Grey's Anatomy?
Maybe, pero minsan funny naman ata siya dun.
Okay, pero kasi medyo seryoso siya na
dramatic. Eh, alangan, doktor siya dun eh. Alangan naman magdamit siya ng ganun sa ospital.
Awkwafina was good, but Sandra Oh was the life of this movie.
Yeah.
Funny. I would recommend this movie sa mga tao na, alam mo yun, gusto lang mag-relax. Ano pa? Ikaw ba, meron ka pa mga ibang napanood?
Well, sa plane, pero hindi ko natapos.
Ano?
No Hard Feelings.
Ah, pinanood mo na yun.
Hindi ko nga natapos.
Oh, sige, antayin natin sa streaming.
Wait, may movie ba yung play natin mamaya? Wala.
Malamang.
Meron?
Siyempre.
I don't know. Meron
Siyempre,
nga?
Lahat okay. naman eh.
Pero, ah, talaga? Lahat ng long-haul flights meron?
I guess.
Okay.
Imposibleng wala.
Kasi, you know, it's my first non-business class flight, so I don't
Sorry,
know.
Sorry ah. Pasensya ka na. Pasensya ka na.
Na mahaba? Na mahaba?
Jennifer Lawrence, di ba? No Hard Feelings. Akala ko nga, ang i-report mo lang, Crazy Stupid Love eh.
Oh,
again?
Right. Pinanood
for the
ko
nth
pala yan.
Time?
Hindi naman.
Oh my gosh!
Pangalawang beses ko lang siya napanood ng buo.
Oh my gosh!
Paano ko yun mapapanood ng buo? In the past, wala naman tayong DVD nun or something.
Why do you keep repeating stuff na napanood mo na dati?
Ganun ako eh. Magkaiba tayo. Deal with it.
Dun sa dulo, di ba yung babysitter niregaluhan niya ng nude photos yung anak nila, Steve Carell?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Nude photos ba or something na maybe lingerie photos lang?
Nude yun.
Talaga?
Oo, kasi nag-ask siya ng advice sa isa niyang batchmate na nagde-date talaga ng old men.
Ah, okay.
Kasi parang gusto niya, paano siya hindi makita as a kid?
Okay.
Yun.
Alam mo, I remember that being funny when I saw that. In hindsight, it's sort of disturbing those two people being minors and what. But to be fair, it's kind of hot. Kung ikaw, Crazy Stupid Love, ako pinanood ko na naman ang Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, so anong issue mo sa akin? Ginagawa mo rin pala.
Pang-apat ko na this year.
See? I don't know why you always hate me for
Alam
doing that.
Alam mo
kung
anong issue ko?
What?
This is Across the Spider-Verse.
Ano naman?
The best superhero movie of 2023. Or, arguably, the best movie of 2023.
Okay.
Kahit pumikit ako, pakinggan ko lang yung soundtrack. Ang ganda pa rin ng movie. Start pa lang yung drums ni Gwen.
Yeah.
Alam
yeah.
mo yun? Kaso, wala
oh,
talagang...
Oh, wait. Ngayon lang nag-sync in. So, pwede ko na nga siyang mapanood with proper audio?
Oo.
Kasi di ba yan yung issue ko when
Dun
we watched it?
Dun sa cinema na mumurahin.
Na feeling ko ang dami ko tuloy hindi na-catch na magandang lines.
Kasi hindi mo
lines.
Napanood sa IMAX.
Yeah, kasi
ako
I was
kasi
late na.
Napanood ko sa IMAX, napanood ko sa cheap cinema, napanood ko sa somewhere else nang nagre-research ako ng stuff, tapos napanood ko ulit sa Netflix. Wala talagang tatalo sa cinema with a great sound system.
Well, duh.
Ibang
yun naman
klaseng
yung point
experience.
Why people still go to cinemas, I guess.
And oo nga pala, ito, napanood ko yung habang inaantay kita nung isang araw, bagong number one movie on Netflix, Leave the World Behind.
Maganda?
Short answer, yes.
I thought this is the type that we're gonna watch together. Kasi star-studded to, diba? And it's been
oh,
like
nga.
A big deal.
Alam mo, tama ka naman eh. This is the type that we're gonna watch together. Kasong tagal mo eh. With or without you na lang. Apocalyptic thriller directed by Sam Esmail of Mr. Robot, Julia Roberts, Ethan Hawke, Mahershala Ali. Si Julia Roberts and si Ethan Hawke, nag-Airbnb yung family nila sa bahay ni Mahershala Ali somewhere mm-hmm. in Long Island, New York.
Uh-huh.
Tapos nawalan ng internet. And that's just the beginning. Leave the world behind.
Sarap sabihin nun, no? Leave the world behind. Aw, paano ko yun makapanood?
Sa Netflix.
No, but alam mo yun, if not with you.
Di ko alam. Pero
well, basta. Isama mo na lang to sa papanoorin mo the second time so I can watch it.
Pwede, pwede.
Okay, okay.
I liked it.
Deal?
I liked it
okay.
enough siguro to watch it a second time. Ang galing ng camera work eh. Nakakahilo. And rightly so.
Okay.
Alam mo yun,
kasi
intentionally
leave
lang
the world behind.
After ko lang nalaman na producers pala nito si Barack and Michelle Obama.
Pwede yun?
Bakit hindi? Nagtayo sila ng production company.
Oh, okay.
So, Leave the World Behind, I highly recommend it. Lastly, natapos ko na yung Moving.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler
How is it?
Alert, nabatay silang lahat. Joke lang. Spoiler alert, meron kasing nag-ibang school. Tapos, in the aftermath...
Yung school ng mga bata?
Ay, malamang, may iba pa ba? In the aftermath, nag-graduation lang sila. Like, nothing
happened. Parang Harry Potter. Joke lang.
Okay, wala na yung isang building. Happy-happy lang. Noong una, sabi ko sa'yo, di ba, mas
Moving
gusto ko
up.
Yung... Mas gusto ko yung story ng mga bata kaysa sa story ng mga parents.
Uh-huh.
Maganda naman how every storyline got tied up together.
Okay.
Sulit yung 20 episodes. So, sige na. Let's go to Doctor Who.
Paano kaya mapapanood ang Moving? May super cut ba to?
Wag na. Asa ka pa. Doctor Who, for the uninitiated, Doctor Who is a British television show about the time-traveling alien called the Doctor. The Doctor and his companions have adventures. The show started airing in 1963. There have been more than a dozen actors who portrayed the character, and it was totally fine in terms of continuity. Why, you ask? Because the Doctor is a Time Lord from the planet Gallifrey, and the Time Lords have the ability to regenerate. So instead of dying, they just become a totally different person. So totally different actor.
Supposedly, hanggang 13 regenerations lang, diba?
Well, oo, pero...
And then they cheated somehow, nireset nila.
Apparently,
kaya we
they
have
did
more
not.
Doctor Who.
Apparently, they did not cheat.
Oh, they did not?
Unlimited regenerations na siya.
Oh, saan yan ni-reveal?
Basta.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
The face of Boba ulit nagsabi.
Namatay silang lahat. Spoiler alert. Sa end of the universe, namatay silang
so,
lahat.
So, ang fake news ay yung 13 regenerations.
Kwento ko na lang sa'yo mamaya or gusto mong panoorin?
Hindi. Alin yung kay Jodie Whittaker?
Lahat.
Diba, I'm sure doon yung na-reveal.
Kwento ko na lang mamaya.
Doon yung na-reveal kasi yun lang naman di ko napanood eh. Nang buo. Or di ko natapos.
Let's
rather.
Talk about it offline. Pero okay. Yun lang. Hindi na ganun ang rules.
Fine.
Pero whoever thought of regeneration, he or she must have been a genius. Isipin mo, they can do a show where they just replace the main character every now and then, and it can go on and on and on.
Mm.
If Friends had that and they didn't have to pay Jennifer Aniston $1 million per episode, Friends would still be on right now.
We didn't talk about it though, R.I.P. Matthew Perry.
Oh, R.I.P. Matthew Perry. Tsaka si, ano, si Captain Holt, nakita mo yun? Recent lang?
Huh?
Si Captain Holt, oo.
Really?
Oo,
I didn't catch that.
Nine-Nine.
Oh no.
So, R.I.P. Did I miss anything from Doctor Who? Was that enough of an explainer?
Yung box. You forgot to mention the TARDIS.
Pala, yung TARDIS, it's a British police box. Yun yung itsura ng time machine niya.
It's bigger.
It's bigger on the inside.
On the inside.
So, explain. That's one of the catchphrases of the Doctor's enemy, yung Daleks.
Na parang salt and pepper
shaker. I'll try to summarize our recent history with Doctor Who. Correct me if there are any inaccuracies. Christopher Eccleston, David Tennant, Matt Smith, that's where we fell in love with the show.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Gallifreyan-themed wedding invitations in TARDIS blue envelopes. If that isn't fandom right there. May photo ka pa ba? Invitations na.
I have the invitation itself.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah.
Meron ka pang natagong extra copies?
Oh, yung mga wala kasi sila dito physically. But we like them enough that we still wrote their names on the envelope.
Like, I wrote their names.
Oh, sorry. You did.
On the envelope.
Oh, this, yeah. Yung,
I
yung
wrote
envelope,
everyone's
yung envelope
names
itself, di ba?
On the envelopes.
Doctor Who inspired.
Yung
may number.
Yung TARDIS blue envelope yeah. Nga. Tingnan natin. Share natin sa Instagram one of these days.
Okay.
May Christmas special pa na parating.
Ah, okay. Then that's your time to do that.
The thing is, those episodes seem so long ago, yung hanggang kay Matt Smith. Can you believe that the relaunched series started way back in 2005? We weren't even in college!
Pa-college pa lang.
Oo.
Uh-huh.
After Matt Smith, there was Peter Capaldi. as the Doctor. He had his moments, but I think it didn't quite reach the heights of the David Tennant and Matt Smith era.
Mm-hmm.
When Jodie Whittaker was chosen to take over the role, we were very optimistic because we really liked her and showrunner Chris Chibnall in Broadchurch.
Yeah.
Speaking of Broadchurch nga pala, Olivia Colman.
Nandun din.
Kakabanggit lang natin sa
David
Wonka
Tennant
kanina.
Din.
Oh nga pala.
Diba?
Si David Tennant din. Oh nga pala, no? I was going to ask you kung may certain favorites ka sa mga era na yun eh, but I already know the answer.
Okay.
David Tennant era, Blink with Carey Mulligan.
Yeah.
Was that, is that still
universally, I mean,
acclaimed
alam mo yun.
As the best of the best of the best.
Sige, wag ka nalang manood ng kahit ano, yun lang. Kahit anong episode ng Doctor Who. Kasi it's also a standalone episode.
Oo nga, tama, exactly.
I just don't like how they overuse the Weeping Angels after that.
Eh, ganun talaga kasi they created a really good
and
villain.
Yun din yung gusto kong villain over Daleks and Cybermen actually. Baka Cybermen less. Siguro Cybermen yung nasa lowest ko among the villains.
Matt Smith era with Amy and Rory as companions.
Siyempre.
River Song.
River Song kasama. Lahat yun.
Peak Doctor Who, no?
Oh, ayoko kay Clara kahit Matt Smith pa yun.
Yeah. Even yung theme song nga nung Matt Smith era, naalala ko pa eh.
Talaga? Sige nga. Oh, hindi ba yung ginagamit sa lahat? I mean, sa previous ba? Alam ko ngayon, hindi na yun pinapatugtog.
Hindi, ang alam ko Matt Smith era yun.
Right.
Alam mo yun, tumutugtog pa rin siya sa utak ko ngayon.
Ang ganda kasi nung, alam mo yun, napaka-tight kasi nung stories eh.
I know.
Considering that River Song appeared during David
Tennant era.
Oo.
We saw Jodie Whittaker's first series in 2018. Natapos natin.
First lang first ba pala yung napanood natin?
Oh.
Out of?
Three.
Oh, okay.
Series, ang term na ginagamit ko, series ha, instead na season kasi the British do it that way.
Okay.
I don't know why, but series siya. We didn't finish her second series in 2019. I think nakakalahati tayo.
Mm.
We stopped watching for a long time because quite frankly, it kind of got boring. I'm
sorry.
But to
be fair, at least, di ba, nung pinapanood mo siya, I was like, saan ko nakita yung lalaking yan?
Nako.
Ibig sabihin, tumatak naman sa akin well enough yung mga episodes niya for me to feel like napanood ko na yung companion niya somewhere na dun din pala sa show na yun.
I've been asking myself since, have we outgrown Doctor Who? Alam mo naman kasi yung template eh. They arrive somewhere, somewhen. They find themselves in the middle of some mysterious happenings. They need to figure it out. Tapos sometimes it's revealed na some of the Doctor's sworn enemies like Daleks or Cybermen talaga yung kalaban.
Yeah, tapos mga random rules magpa-pop up. Yung madaya dito eh.
Each episode stands on their own for the most part, but there's usually something that ties the episodes within a series together. And that builds up toward the finale.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, each version of the Doctor lasts more or less three series.
Except then, si the first one.
Then die, regenerate, repeat.
Mm-hmm. Except for, what's his name?
Si Christopher Eccleston.
Uh-oh.
Kasi naka-isang series lang siya.
May issue nga ba yun externally?
Hindi.
Wala lang.
I think isang series na talaga siya
okay,
naka-contract
okay
or something. Diba
supposedly yun yung favorite mo?
Dati.
Kasi siya pa lang. Oh. Joke lang.
Pero at the heart of it, Doctor Who is a very wholesome series aimed for family viewing. That's maybe a little too wholesome.
Mm.
Before doing this recording, I set out to binge watch everything we missed. So I am now officially caught up with Doctor Who.
Natapos mo na?
Tinapos ko lahat.
Wait, I thought you already finished it bago natin napanood yung specials.
May specials pa ako na hindi napanood. Natapos ko na yung tatlong series ni Jodie Whittaker.
Tapos may specials pa pala
may
siya?
May specials pa siya.
Oh, sinong guests niya doon? Usually kasi the specials are special kasi may mga guests from previous series.
Madaming callback.
Oh, okay.
Maraming mga callback. Alam mo, sana pinagtiyagaan natin yung kay Jodie Whittaker.
Mm.
I got pulled back in series 13, yung third and last series niya. Kalaban nila yung The Flux.
Yun
it's sort of a storm.
Parang ulit.
It's a storm that's destroying
specials.
The universe. That season was convoluted. The stakes were high. It was as sci-fi as it gets. They were all over time and space. And it reminded me why we love Doctor Who in the first place.
Aw. So hindi nila na-hype too much or
pero tinitingnan
sumuko
ko yung,
na lang din sila.
Tinitingnan ko yung critical response sa series 13 eh. it's regarded by some as the worst of the Jodie Whittaker era.
Really?
I don't know. I disagree. I really do. And now, the Jodie Whittaker and Chris Chibnall era is over. Somehow, the Doctor regenerated back to David Tennant, and in the new 60th anniversary specials, he is reunited with former companion Donna Noble. Hindi ba one of the top companions mo rin yun, si Donna?
Yeah, lakasing acte eh.
Si Russell T. Davis, yung first showrunner of the relaunched Doctor Who series, he is back at the helm, apparently for these specials and beyond.
Mm.
We've seen all three new Doctor Who specials on Disney Plus. Ano, kamusta naman?
So is this like saying now we're gonna go back to the David Tennant, Matt Smith era na ulit? Kaya nila binalik si David Tennant?
Hindi ko alam eh. Hindi ko alam.
Wala lang, it's trying to win back the fans that they lost. If they did lose
siguro,
the fans the way
siguro
the way they did sa atin. Well, I guess it's advice to have a refresher about Doctor and Donna's run before watching the specials. Although okay lang naman din if you wanna be like, ah, alam pala nung family niya, ah, talaga naging Time Lord pala si Donna. Like me, kasi hindi ako nagkaroon ng time to check or read sa Wikipedia plots kung ano habang nangyari. Nakailang series sila? Was it just one?
Ah, hindi.
Madami ba?
Naka-multiple din ata sila. Okay. Actually, hindi ko na maalala eh.
Yeah. I guess with Donna na naging doctor apparently, it somehow ties up then with Jodie Whittaker's run as a female doctor. Kasi may mga references sila, diba, about capabilities of a female doctor. The first episode was action-packed and exciting. The second episode was slower in pace but has effectively creepy elements. Like, I thought that was fun.
Very Doctor Who pa rin naman.
Yung third one though, yung di ko masyadong nagustuhan. It was too forced. I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, what's his name? Barney Stinson? Ano pangalan
niya? Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris was effective for his part. But I don't know. Ang dami lang mga references na hindi ko na na-appreciate. Ewan ko if dahil lang na out of sync lang ako sa Doctor Who. Kasi ang tagal na since I watched an episode. Not sure lang din kasi if it was supposedly playfully fun. But it was unnecessarily playful for me. Consistent din naman though na yung theme nila, particularly in that episode, is Doctor is always running versus the thought of settling down with the family. Pero parang how they got to that and how they got to the new Doctor, hindi mo kailangan yung story
yung
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yung Doctor always running, siguro mas na-appreciate ko siya sa'yo kasi medyo overarching theme din siya kay Jodie Whittaker.
Yeah, I mean, alam ko, kaya ko, yun yung nagustuhan ko naman. Pero the third episode storyline doesn't quite fit well into that in a way na kahit tanggalin ko yun, gets ko pa din kung anong gustong gawin or ano yung dilemma ni Doctor or ni Donna for him.
Yeah, sure. Wala eh. Magagawa. Pero going in talaga, David Tennant being back, very intriguing. It has that what factor, diba? So it was very exciting.
Tsaka minsan ang seryoso niya.
Ganun naman talaga si David Tennant
dati.
Yeah,
parang dati no, yung parang pinapagalitan ka.
Oo. Ganun talaga siya dati, diba?
Eh may episode kasi na hindi mo alam kung siya yun. So I thought, siya ba to?
Well, on top of that, si Donna nga, we loved her as a companion dati. I enjoyed the first two specials, just as you did. Very classic na Doctor Who. Not 1960s classic, but 2005 relaunch classic. The Doctor and Donna. The moral lessons are a bit too on the nose, especially in the third special. But that really isn't new for Doctor Who. The quote-unquote fight between the Toymaker, yan nga si Neil Patrick Harris, and the Doctor. If I'm being honest, I didn't like it. It's like, seriously? Ito na yun? Then again, that really isn't new for Doctor Who. It's just that it feels like a missed opportunity kasi to build up the Toymaker as a villain and to showcase how clever the Doctor is.
Did you know about the Toymaker?
Hindi.
Kasi diba nasa classic daw siya?
Oo. Hindi ko nga din alam na si Neil Patrick Harris pala lalabas dito eh.
Yeah, is he British?
Hindi.
Just wondering kasi medyo out of place siya sa Doctor Who universe. But again, bagay siya sa role niya.
And on top of that, what really bothers me is the resolution to David Tennant's second tenure as the Doctor. Even call that a resolution.
Anong issue mo dun?
Alam ko kasi ayaw din natin ng conclusion ng David Tennant and Rose Tyler saga.
Yeah, I don't like Rose. I don't know why.
So, Rose Tyler is the Doctor's first companion in the relaunch show. This is very much like that at the end.
I get what you mean. Akala ko ayaw mo yung naging end state niya versus how it was concluded. Tama
Hindi.
Ba?
Well, oo.
Oo nga, diba? Ako happy naman kasi ako where he's at now. But I get what you mean na kung paano nila yun narating.
Medyo cop-out para sa akin. Yeah. Although, if anything, I'm happy to have seen David Tennant and Catherine Tate, si Donna, again. The next nga pala na Doctor is Nkuti Gatwa. Meron siyang Christmas special soon.
Actually, I'm happy with this special in general. Kasi si Donna nga, nabigyan pa siya ng more
second run
to her story. Yeah, and nagawa ng way na
yeah, I know.
Hindi kailangan ganun.
Am I looking forward to more Doctor Who? Yes. Am I worried about the future of Doctor Who? Yes. Have we outgrown Doctor Who? I really, really hope not. Okay lang naman na pambata siya eh. I completely understand. I just hope they don't forget about the science fiction. Yung time travel, alam mo yun? I just can't help but reminisce on the things we loved from Doctor Who. Yung mga The Face of Bo, The Last Centurion, The Flesh.
The Plastic Soldier.
Weeping Angels, River Song, Confession Dial. Yung mga ganun.
What's a Confession Dial?
Kay Peter Capaldi yun.
Baka kaya hindi ko na masyadong naalala.
So, Russell T. Davis, come on! And that's a recent binge.
Impress us. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.